It is never surprising when a story about a ghost or a monster scares someone. Those kind of stories are meant to scare people. When people go to a zoo, sometimes they imagine what would happen if a tiger would break the bars of its cage and get out, or if they were trapped in a jungle with a lion. They like to scare themselves, and they think of things like large animals or evil beings, in order to make themselves scared. But there are times when you're not trying to be scared. Sometimes the most innocent circumstances, the most innocuous events, can inspire a deep, chilling, terrifying fear. Such was the case with Aunt Abigail's meatballs. It wasn't that Aunt Abigail did anything to frighten the children. No, she was always nice enough. She always seemed nice enough. But she was so old. She seemed very old, like 90 or 100 years. Her skin was all wrinkled and dry. She walked stooped over. Her hair was gray. And she always wore such dark clothes. Always very dark clothes. She lived in an old farmhouse by itself, way out in the country, far away from any neighbors. It seemed like a nice enough house. There were so many different places in it, the cellar, different rooms, the attic, dark places where you could go and sit and think about things. But Aunt Abigail was always cheerful, and had a big welcome every time the children, Abby and Gail, would come to visit with their father and mother. Aunt Abigail was their great aunt, not really their aunt. She was their father's aunt. He called her Aunt Abigail and said that the children should call her Aunt Abigail too, because calling her Great Aunt Abigail just wasn't friendly enough. So they called her Aunt Abigail, even though they didn't know her very well. They didn't visit that often because her house was so far away in the country. When they would get together, Aunt Abigail would smile at the children and send them off to play while she sat with father and mother. Abby and Gail would walk off across the fields looking for animals, chipmunks under the rocks, or big animals like horses, sheep, or if they were lucky, even a goat in a neighboring farmer's field. Sometimes if the wind was going the right way, they would smell pigs, and you know what those smell like. Then when they'd come back to the house, there'd always be the smell of Aunt Abigail's cooking, while she would sit with their father and their mother, looking over old photographs. The food was always good, because Aunt Abigail had several secret recipes that she never told anyone about. You know, smells weren't so important in the city where the children lived, but out in the country, smells were very important. Not just the smell of the pigs or the smell of Aunt Abigail's cooking, but the smell of all different kinds of things in the country. As they would drive up to Aunt Abigail's house, one of the first things that they would smell were the pine trees lining the drive approaching her house. Those pine trees grew so close together that it was always dark in that area, even in the middle of the day. The smell of the pines would give way to a lilac smell in the spring when you approached the house, because Aunt Abigail had some lilac trees in front of the house. She would pick the flowers from those trees and dry them and put them into her drawers so that her clothing would smell like lilac too. Another smell when you came really near the house was a wet, cold, peculiar damp smell. The smell of old wet earth that was never exposed to the light. That smell came from under Aunt Abigail's front porch. All around down the front porch like an apron was a white lattice, and through the holes in the lattice wafted the damp air from under the porch. Even on the hottest days, Abby and Gail would feel a chill whenever they stood near the porch, a chill that made them think about all the spiders, slugs, and woodlice crawling around underneath that dark porch. There are other smells in the house, like the smell of the hamster in the basement, or the musty smell of old pictures and cloth in the attic. And then Aunt Abigail had her own smells. I don't mean that she smelled bad, but she always wore old lady type perfume and hairspray, and that had its own smell. But enough talking about smells. This isn't supposed to be a smelly story. So instead, I'll tell you a little bit about Aunt Abigail. The children heard, when their parents were talking one day, about something peculiar had happened to Aunt Abigail. Something had gone wrong to her brain, something called a stroke. That happened because she was so old, and now her body didn't work so well. Her left eye was always weeping, and she never smiled with the left side of her mouth. The muscles on that side of her face drooped, and her left hand shook when she would try to use it. Her left leg was weak, so that she had to use a cane now, the children heard. But Aunt Abigail wasn't worried about it. Her mother used to say, "Boy, that Aunt Abigail never seems to worry about anything." All that seemed to make a difference, really, with Aunt Abigail after she left the hospital, was that she talked slowly, because her brain couldn't make her talk as fast as it used to. But Aunt Abigail said that she was fine all alone in the house, and she didn't want anyone to come to help her at all. Well, one day the children's mother was supposed to go to California to deliver a paper at a convention. The children's father decided to go along too for a vacation and to listen to their mother give the speech. The children were to stay with Aunt Abigail for a week, even though they never stayed with her before. They remembered how nice Aunt Abigail always seemed to them, and they were looking forward to spending a week in the country. Their father drove them up there, and on the way he told them about how Aunt Abigail had always lived alone and never married. When she was younger, she had been in love with a man and was planning to marry him. But something happened to that man. Nobody really knew what it was, and he had died. And since then, Aunt Abigail never went out with any other man and never tried to marry anyone. The father said that Aunt Abigail had worried about that man so much that when she was through worrying about him when he was dead, she just never worried about anything again and had always been cheerful for the rest of her life. Well, soon the car was pulling up towards Aunt Abigail's house through the dark places between the pine trees, then the smell of the lavender bush, the cold smell from under the porch, and then there was Aunt Abigail standing on the porch and welcoming them. She looked different, older. Her left side looked funny. It was weak. The children saw that she didn't smile with the left side of her mouth, and when she spoke, it didn't sound like the old Aunt Abigail talking. "Children, I have a special surprise for you. Meatballs, one of your favorite dishes. We'll eat late when it gets dark, children. A special TV dinner. The children were a little scared because Aunt Abigail was so different. They could hardly believe that this was the same Aunt Abigail that they had known before. But they stopped worrying about that when they came close to her and they smelled the same old lady perfume and the same hairspray, and especially when they smelled the meatballs cooking in the kitchen. Nobody could make meatballs like Aunt Abigail could. So that must be the same old Aunt Abigail, even though she had a stroke. "Say goodbye to your father, children. You go and play. You won't be seeing Father for a while. Say goodbye. I'm putting the meatballs in the refrigerator to cool, and we'll have them for dinner later."
"I'll be the first one to see a goat," said Abby. "No, me, I see one already," said Gail, and the two children went running all the way across the fields to play.
It wasn't very long before it started to get dark out. Heavy black clouds started gathering in the sky, and it looked like rain. The children could hear thunder approaching in the distance. They came to the front door, and there was Aunt Abigail. "You children weren't supposed to come back yet."
"Oh, but Aunt Abigail, a storm is coming. We can't stay outside."
"Well, okay. Why don't you go play in the cellar, children?"
Abby went rushing down to play.
Gail said, "I don't want to go down to the cellar, Aunt Abigail. Let me just look at some pictures. There are some nice pictures in this book. I'll just..."
Boom!
What was that? "It was thunder, my dear. There's a thunderstorm outside."
"Ooh, the lights went out. The lights are out. Who turned out the lights?"
"Nobody turned out the lights, my dear. Lightning must have hit a pole. The lights will come on soon, my dear."
"Help! Help!" "Well, that's Abby. Abby's down in the cellar, and it's all dark there. He can't see anything. We have to go down and help him upstairs."
Now, my dear, there's nothing to worry about."
"Oh, but Aunt Abigail, Abby's scared. He can't see in the dark."
"Okay, my dear, why don't you go down to the cellar and get him?"
"You better come with me, Aunt Abigail. I'm scared to go in the dark." "What's that? I just heard a noise."
"That's nothing but the wind, my dear."
"Aunt Abigail, something's on the stairs. I hear it coming up. There's something on the cellar stairs."
Now, my dear, I'll just open the cellar door and..."
"Who's that?" "What are you afraid of, Gail? That's me." "Oh, Abby, I forgot that you were coming up the cellar stairs. Yes, I found my way up all by myself.
I could feel my way around in the dark. Don't worry about anything.
What's that noise? There's a noise. Yes, I hear it too. What is that?
Now, children, don't be afraid.
But I hear a noise, Aunt Abigail. Why aren't you afraid? How come you're not worried? There's a noise. I hear it. There's something in the house. Something I heard before. It wasn't A.B. It was a different sound that I heard. I'm scared, Aunt Abigail. It's in the kitchen. I hear it in the kitchen.
Now, children. I'm sure it's just the wind. Go into the kitchen and see for yourselves.
See for ourselves? Aunt Abigail, you've got to come with us. Hey, Gail, how come she isn't scared? It's all dark, and there's that funny noise in the kitchen, and Aunt Abigail, she doesn't seem to care. She doesn't worry. How come she's not worried? Does she know something? Aunt Abigail, you've got to come with us into the kitchen.
Okay, my dears. Here we are.
The noise. It's coming from the refrigerator. There's something in the refrigerator. Aunt Abigail, open the refrigerator and see what it is.
I can't see, my dears. It's too dark.
Well, light a match. Light a match, Aunt Abigail.
Okay, my dear. I'll light a match, and you open the refrigerator.
Aunt Abigail, you open the refrigerator. I'll hold the match. I want to stay back here. You open the refrigerator.
There's nothing to be afraid of, dears. Here, I'm opening the refrigerator and...
What is it? What's she screaming about? Look what's happening. Look!
The meatballs are moving.
The meatballs are moving in the refrigerator.
No, it's not just the meatballs. It's only one meatball.
That's not a meatball. It's the hamster. The hamster got into the meatballs.
Oh, it's the hamster in the meatballs. That's what's making them move. A.B., before you ran down to the cellar, did you open the refrigerator?
Well, yeah, I just got a little snack and I went downstairs.
A.B., did you close the refrigerator after you opened it?
Well, I guess I didn't. I just was in a hurry to get downstairs and play with the hamster.
A.B., did you close the hamster's cage when the lights went out?
Well, no, it was so dark and everything. I was scared. I wanted to come upstairs. I didn't close the cage.
A.B., you let the hamster run upstairs and get into the refrigerator. That's what was making the noise.
Aunt Abigail, you don't have to keep screaming like that.
Aunt Abigail, it's okay. I'm not frightened, my dears. I'm just upset about my meatballs. My meatballs are ruined. They're ruined.
Don't worry, Aunt Abigail. We can still have our TV dinner.
And sure enough, the children have their TV dinner. They get to the hamster, and instead they boiled up some macaroni and had spaghetti and macaroni for their TV dinner. And that's the story of Aunt Agatha's Meatballs. The end.